Well, Crofty, it was certainly an eventful game, particularly for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously a few chances, nearly scored one right at the end, and obviously I think everyone's talking about the decision maybe with the player going through on goal sort of thing. But you know, it's a great point. We've had two really good away performances now. 4 points out of the two games is you know, it's a good return, and we're looking. I think we're fourth now, so the boys are really looking forward to the last three games, and hopefully just make sure we finish in the playoffs.
Just talk us through that moment when, I mean, obviously their manager certainly felt it should have been a sending off.
I think obviously he's flicked it over Limo's head, and you know, as one thing in mind, I've had to make a decision to try and get him before try obviously win the ball first before he's going through on goal, and you know, I made that decision. Whether or not I got the ball, I'm not 100% sure. I'll obviously have to watch it back, but you know, for me, the decision was more important for me to maybe stop him from scoring, and for the. You know, I've done it for the team more than myself, because obviously if I do go off, then it's you know, it's the decision I've had to take sort of thing. But I didn't want him to obviously score. Obviously, I wanted to get the ball. Like I said, I'm not too sure how it looks. But, you know, the main thing is that I didn't want him to score, and I tried to stop him from scoring. Whether or not I got the ball, I don't know.
Now, you scored some important goals late on for this club in previous spells. You came so close right at the end there.
Yeah, I really thought it was in, to be honest. You know, I've gambled. I see Limo's obviously cut it back, and I don't think I had any right to get it, to be fair. And I've just sort of chucked myself right in and thinking, you know, this could be my first goal, and a massive goal it would have been. And obviously it's hit the bar, and you know, you think, I was gutted, to be fair. But you know, you got to be in there to get them. And I got in some good positions tonight, and like I said, the boys created a few chances. And you know, second half, I thought we, you know, we stepped it up again, like we did against Middlesbrough. And you know, I think it was an entertaining game for the fans. And you know, I think they'll be going home happy.
A valuable point, and this takes you into the last three games well positioned.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I think you know, the club's made massive strides. We've got a real good side. We're all pushing in the same direction, and you know, if we can stay in the playoffs come the end of the season, then obviously it'll be a magnificent season.
How would you assess the confidence of this side at the moment?
Yeah, the boys are brimming with confidence, especially to go away two tough away games. To come out with 4 points is a good return. We've got two home games left and one more away, so like I said, we're well positioned. But you know, you can't take anything for granted in this league. It's a really tough league. Any team, it's on the day, anyone can beat anyone. Where everyone knows that, what the league's like. But we're full of confidence. We're playing well, and you know, we're going to give it everything we got.
Results elsewhere have proved that this championship is such a difficult one, but how nice would it be to sort of put this to bed maybe in the next two games so it doesn't go down to the wire?
Yeah, of course, that's what we're obviously aiming to do. It'd be nice to get it done and dusted before the last game of the season. Whether or not that happens is obviously another case, but we'll be doing everything in our power to hopefully achieve that.
And what about you, just getting that goal? It would be nice. I know it's all about the team and the result as well, but on a personal level, what's been quite a frustrating season?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I said, it's you know, I'm all about the team. But obviously, you know, I was working really hard to try and make that difference tonight, and I really come close at the end. Obviously, like I said, I'm gutted going home, gutted that you know, it didn't go over the line, and you know, but if, as long as I give everything I can for the team, and you know, I'm feeling fit now. I've had a couple of 90 minutes under my belt, so I'm only going to get stronger, and hopefully, if I can keep playing, I think I'll show the best that I've got.